thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Randall Hempling, and I'm here with Jeanette Weber. Jeanette is owner of Avanti Travel. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in travel in the world. First of all, I want to go back on the disclaimer that they started the show with. Carl and I are very dear friends, as well as Linda and my wife, Barbara. But we don't always agree on stuff. In fact, we disagree on many things. And we're still very good friends. We're able to manage it quite well. Sometime this morning, I'll probably say a few things that you'll recognize as not what Carl would have said. But again, you can just call him and tell him never to have me back on here if you don't like what we're talking about. Jeanette, you've been involved with Avanti Travel for how long?
Oh, a long time, 35 years. I've been in travel a long time.
With the whole 35 years here in Reading?
Pretty well in Reading, yeah, and Mount Shasta also. We started up in Mount Shasta, my sister and I, Sonia, and my husband, Wayne. We're all partners in Avanti Travel.
Well, with all this online stuff where people can just go on and buy their own travel, do all these kind of things, why do people still seek out travel agents?
Lots of reasons. First of all, have you ever tried trying to get someone on one of those online travel companies when you have a problem?
Yes.
It doesn't work, trust me, especially during COVID. I can honestly tell you we helped a lot of people, even people that did book some online stuff. We're there. We're people. We answer to your calls. We are not a number that you just call and get someone random that doesn't know anything about your travel. We look after you from beginning to end.
Yeah, to be completely transparent, we have booked, my wife Barbara and I have booked, at least a dozen, maybe 15 trips. And what I do is I'll find a trip. Some online company will send me a notice that they've got this cool trip. And I take that trip and I send it over to Jeanette, and she gets me that trip, usually at that price that the online company was offered, with some upgrades. And then she holds my hand through the entire process. You know, if the flight changes, suddenly she gets hold of us. Most recently, we were in Scotland, and our bags were lost, or not lost, they just hadn't arrived, and she got all over that, and we actually got them a day earlier than we thought. It ended some worries for us, and I can remember we were headed to, I think, Sydney, and my wife was getting ill, and we called her at 4 in the morning and said, can we cancel this? We were leaving at 7:30, and she said, I'll take care of it right away, but by then, my wife said, oh, I think we can still go. But she was fully prepared to cancel it and get our money back and the whole bit. So we use her exclusively and because of those reasons.
It definitely makes a difference when you can call someone if you have an issue. We recently had an issue with a gentleman on a big trip to Australia, and he got COVID. And the first thing he did was he called Sonia, who was his agent, and rearranged his travel. And Sonia's actually redone his tickets. He's coming home a little earlier as soon as he's over COVID. But especially during this COVID time, it's very, very important to have an agent that cares and looks after you.
Yeah, I remember when I went to Antarctica, I had to buy not only the regular insurance, but I had to buy, I think I spent $900 for evacuation insurance.
Oh, insurance is absolutely, absolutely a must anymore. I wouldn't go anywhere without it personally, and I advise everyone to do that. I mean, I think it's taking a risk if you don't have insurance. I mean, it covers other things other than medical, too, lost baggage, trip interruption, and so forth. But, you know, that's another thing we help with. We do have some outside companies we use for travel insurance, and definitely, definitely need it.
Yeah, we've used it. We had to cancel two trips
recently
because I my wife had a big spine surgery, and we had to cancel a major trip. And then I had a heart issue, and that got fixed, and we had to cancel the most recent one.
Right, right. We had to send a lot of information in, but luckily that's all been taken care of.
Just be aware, folks, that when you buy the insurance, and you should, that these are insurance companies, and they are designed not to pay the bill.
So they will look into everything.
They will look into everything. They will delve. They'll get every medical record because they really don't want to pay the bill. But if it's all done right, and Jeanette makes sure it's done right, you get your money back.
Yes, we do. Definitely, as I said, insurance, absolute must anymore.
Yeah, and the other thing that I like is we get, as upgrades are found, You know, yeah. If we book a trip and then you find something in the same, on the same ship or something where we can get an upgrade at no more cost or minimal, you're seeking them out and asking about them. And
also, we take them. Quite often, people don't realize that we look after your trip. So if you put a deposit down on a cruise today and maybe 3 or 4 weeks from now that cruise goes down, as long as it's not paid in full, we can actually change you to that promotion 99% of the time. So that's another reason to use a travel agent, especially a local one here in Reading that you can come and talk to.
Now, you book all airlines, too?
We book everything. Cruises, tours, some amazing trips to different parts of the world, Galapagos, Antarctic, Russia, Tahiti, I mean, everywhere. And pretty well, I've traveled a lot, so I have a lot of information on all parts of the world. I've taken groups to Egypt. Again, we did a group last year. It was amazing.
What's your next group?
We're going to be going to Vietnam and Cambodia in April on a river cruise and a land portion with Alma Waterways, which is absolutely a fabulous trip. And also, we've partnered with Moseley Winery for a wine cruise next year, too, which is going to be really, really interesting.
Yeah, Barb and I have booked that.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting because Mimi and Marty will be hosting the whole ship with their wines and, again, with local wines and doing a lot of specials on board.
Speaking of river cruises, what do most people say they want in a river cruise, and what statements do people make about why they don't want to take a river cruise?
It's kind of hard to say. I think river cruises are a whole different type of cruising, so you're not going to get your flashy casinos and big shows. This is a destination-driven type trip. It is amazing. I did a river cruise during Christmas at one time when we did the Christmas markets, which was fantastic. I did the river cruise down the Nile, which was another absolutely amazing trip. I think it's more the destinations that you're seeing. And I think once people understand that that's part of river cruising, that's what they really, really enjoy, you know, getting into those little towns that you wouldn't normally see. And everything's included with them, including the tours off the ship. So, and you've not got a photographer in your face every 5 minutes. And
yeah, they don't nickel
and
dime
you. Yeah, you're not being charged for everything. Everything is included in one price. It may look a little expensive on the outbound when you first look at it, but when you consider everything included, it really is a good value.
Yeah, it is. We've taken six river cruises.
Yeah,
We've enjoyed every one of them.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the ones I've been on, too.
Yeah, we've done the Christmas markets all along the entire Rhine and Danube. And the only time you can get disappointed on that is if you go early, because you're going to the places, but they haven't got them fully set up.
They haven't quite got
yet.
Them up, yeah. You need to go at the right time.
Yeah, I recommend people go on that they go around the 1st of December and beyond.
That's when they start opening, that's when they start opening.
If you go like Thanksgiving and before that, they're setting them up. And they'll have the glue vine there so you can get drunk and buy a lot of stuff, but they're not fully
up and running until December. But they are amazing. A little cold at that time of the year, but, you know, it's really worth it.
It's about like it is here right now.
Maybe a little chillier, but yes.
Well, actually, it's pretty cold here. I mean, it was like going on a ski trip.
Yeah. I was really excited because I got to buy boots in Switzerland, so there you go.
Yeah. I'll just tell the story of the unique trip that you booked for me that was very difficult. In 18, I had booked a trip to China and Tibet.
Yes.
And Tibet is not easy to get to.
Exactly.
And I booked it through China Tours, which was a Chinese-owned company, and I had to pay them $5,000 in advance, almost a year in advance. And it was based on trust.
Yes, you know, it was.
That they were going to do this thing. And the tour was guaranteed. And I get to Beijing. I've flown in there, and most of the time if you're on a group tour, you don't fly as a group, but you show up there as a group. So I'm standing at this huge Beijing airport, and there's a little lady there with a sign with my name on it, which out of a million people, none of whom look like me, there's this little lady, and she's got the sign. So I go over to her, and she says, "Mr. Hempling, yes, she can come with me." So we go, we get my bag. And then I ask her, are we waiting on anybody else at the airport, which is what you usually do. You group up. You might have to wait a couple of hours. She said, "No, we just go to the hotel." I said, "Great." So we get over to the hotel, and I said, "How many other people are on the tour?" She said, "Just you, because no one else could get a Tibetan visa."
Right.
You had been able to get me that Tibetan visa. So no one else had a Tibetan visa. So for that entire 12-day trip, I had a car and a guide in five different places, including Tibet, for $5,000.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing,
First-class hotels.
Yeah.
It was an amazing trip. I was alone and a little bit lonely from that standpoint, but unprepared for Lhasa, Tibet, because that's 11,000 feet.
Yes.
And I'd been a snow skier, and I thought, hey, I don't need to worry about altitude. Yeah, altitude. Take altitude seriously, folks, if you're going somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Altitude.
Yeah, that's definitely
a
thing
you have to
take
seriously.
Yeah,
for 2 days. Yeah, it's just brutal.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
ChastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ChastaBeam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ChastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to DISH this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. From all of us at BNT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Well, good morning again. Again, I'm here with Jeanette Weber, and I'm Randall Hempling. I just noted that ad, Ted Leidy, talked with firearm instruction for, you know, for four cycles for two-year periods. I had a carry permit. I've got guns. I enjoy them, but I haven't practiced. So I let my permit fade, and I do not have one now. And the reason I don't is I had not practiced in 4 years, and I would be more. And I got a little bit of, you know, a little shakiness in my hands now. And if I tried to pull a weapon on somebody, I would shoot myself. So if you don't intend to practice, don't get a permit, because you will end up hurting yourself or somebody else for doing it. But I recommend getting a license. You will learn how to handle your gun much better by doing that. So back on travel. I understand a few years ago there were some unscrupulous characters here in town that took advantage of some people as it relates to travel agents. What guarantees are there with, let's just say, your travel agency, that if I do business with you and I make a deposit and that you're taking care of all these things, that's really going to be followed through upon? And what are some of the things to watch out for?
That's a good question, Randall. I remember that very well. We are all under a specific insurance from California. It's the California Sellers of Travel. And if you do not have what they call a CST number, you should not be dealing with those companies. They're vetted correctly through the California state, and it's a trust fund that everybody pays into, not just travel agents, but tour companies. So it's actually a safeguard, kind of like an insurance. So if something goes wrong, you can go through them to claim any monies that may be lost. We also have a huge errors and admissions policy for our office, which all travel agents should carry. And again, you know, we have very, very experienced agents. So, you know, we really know what we're doing. And, you know, once in a while, things do not turn out the way they should be. But you know what? We correct them. We get them done. We work on that for people. But, you know, as I said, again, it's very important to deal with somebody locally that you can go sit in their office and chat with. And our office is always open. So come on by and see us.
Well, you know, I love Costco.
They're
300 yards from my house now. And they, as you're leaving, they have all their Costco advertised travel. What's the difference between that and what you do?
Costco sell toilet paper. They're not experts in travel. Has anybody ever called a Costco travel agent? They don't know. Can they tell you about your issue going to Tibet? I probably doubt it. Can they tell you about visas and what you need to go to Egypt? Probably not. There's a lot of things that are left out, especially during COVID. They were very, very hard to get a hold of. We had a lot of complaints about Costco. They just didn't help people. They didn't know what to do.
So I see a price on a combined cruise air thing for $10,000. How much do I pay you?
Well, you have to come in and see us, and we have to book it and see what it's all about, first of all.
Well, my point
that
is,
you would pay your deposit.
Okay, we pay the deposit.
And then you would pay the balance in the future, probably 60 to 90 days prior to your trip.
Do we pay you anything extra?
Well, now here's a little tricky thing. We don't charge for any of our services. We do charge if we do airline tickets, because airline tickets, we're not paid by the airlines anymore, but it's a minimal fee. But with that, you know, we're going to help you find the best value for your money. We're going to help you with your seat assignments, any special diets. If you're taking oxygen on board, that's another thing. There's a lot of little issues that we can help with. And not only that, when we do a very complicated itinerary, and I'm saying somebody comes in and they probably want to go to like 25 places in 3 weeks or whatever, we do have us charged to start doing that. And the reason we do charge is because we're going to take somebody off our phone lines and they're going to be doing that for several hours. So there's a minimal fee. It's called a plan-to-go fee. But as I say, it's more for those complicated itineraries that, you know, you're not your everyday Cancun for 7 nights. We're not going to charge you for things like that. No, we're exactly the same as if you go direct.
Well, that's my point for the dozen or 16 trips we've taken with you. I don't recall paying anything
additional,
because we buy something that we see in a catalog. you know, from a
well, yeah,
company.
We just find you the best deal.
You find the best deal, and they make sure everything's coordinated. The fun thing is you're able to get flights different than what the cruise lines do using them.
We can use the cruise lines, or we can go direct. We have two options here, because if the cruise line doesn't work out with what you want, we can go directly to – we're actually hooked up to all the major airlines, so we can look at those. Plus, we also work with some wholesale air companies for Europe, and so we can get, like, business class pretty reasonable and the new premium economy class to Europe pretty cheap, too.
And are you – for a friend of mine and I, we were going to go to the 2020 Olympics.
I remember that
We got that fully booked, and then everything crashed. And you had done it through consolidators
for you, yes.
And you usually you don't get your money back on those, but you got all of our money back.
We did. Yeah. It was all under the COVID rules. It was a little difficult, but we managed it. Sometimes you have to be patient, and things will happen. We can get it back.
Yeah, but we really wanted to go to that, but we didn't want to go the next time because we were getting older again. What's the most popular trips right now?
Oh, gosh. Well, that's kind of spread across the board. We do a lot of Hawaii. A lot of the all-inclusives are really doing well down in the Mexican Riviera and Cancun and different areas there. Cruises are always popular, especially this summer. We're getting a lot of really great deals for Alaska. So if you haven't been to Alaska, it's a great place to go. And the cruises are amazing right now. They're filling up very fast.
Yeah, we just got back.
Yeah, I remember you going. Yes, it was amazing. It is an amazing trip. The only issue we're seeing is a lot of things are booking well in advance, which is not the norm. But I think people were so fed up of being locked at home, they're all out there spending their money and going on trips. And we're doing a lot of families, too, so that's really nice. Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa and grandkids and, you know, the whole bunch. So we do a lot of groups. So groups are, you know, one of our specialties. We can make sure we get you all in the right cabins if you're doing a cruise and all kinds of different celebrations on board. So, yeah, it's best to book early this year, definitely.
I know several families and groups that like to travel together. Barbara and I are just the opposite. we don't travel with other groups. We go and we meet new people.
Exactly.
And then we get to like some of them, and we always say, well, we'll keep in touch, and we never do.
Well, that's sad.
It's just part of it. We get to know
people.
Right,
you do get to know a lot of people. I remember, actually, we took our daughter pretty well everywhere growing up, and we used to cruise. That was her favorite, actually, at, you know, 12 and 13. She was a cruiser. And she got in with all the teens on board, and she'd go to all the teen things, and she just loved it. She met kids from all over the world, and she did keep in touch with quite a few of them, which was really nice at that age to learn other cultures and other ways of life. And, of course, she loved the English kids because, you know, Mom's English, and she could speak English, too.
Yeah, but when you booked my trip to Antarctica, she got me on a Russian trawler, 18 days, out of Ushuaia, a small ship, and it was one of the old Russian spy ships.
Yes.
And the very next year, the sister ship of that ship got trapped in the ice for a month, and that's the reason we had to have evacuation insurance. Yeah. And I was on that ship with a whole bunch of people from Australia.
Oh, they're the fun people, Australians.
Yeah, but I couldn't understand a word they were saying most of the time, so I was kind of alone.
Well, you've done some really interesting trips, Randall.
I have now been on all seven continents.
Exactly.
Which is what was one of my bucket list goals. But then I got one of these maps that you scrape off the places you've been,
right.
And I still have about 90% of the world to see, so there's plenty more to do.
Oh, there's plenty more out there, trust me.
And we try never to go to the same place twice, except Las Vegas.
Well, we know why.
We used to live there, so
there's other things in Las Vegas I think you like to do, huh?
Yeah.
Like poker?
Play a little poker, yeah. Mm-hmm. Always go to the World Series of Poker. And enjoy that, yeah.
We're out with my husband.
Oh, yeah, well, if you let him out. How's the cost of travel gone over the last couple of years?
Seeing some increases. I mean, you know, it's inevitable after they took so many losses that they would have to do that. Yes, there are increases, but, you know, they're still doing specials. I mean, right now there's some Black Friday deals that are going to last through the end of this week. I would say definitely the cost has gone up, but, you know, we can still work around it. It's still worth it.
Okay, let's go through some age groups here. What would you recommend for the young couple who's going on their first cruise?
Probably a Caribbean cruise or a Mexican Riviera. Mexican Riviera is pretty fun and more reasonable because you can go right off the West Coast. That would be what I would say. A lot of the times we like to talk to the people, too, to see what their interests are. That's a big thing.
Yeah, because the one you just described is a lot of partying.
Right. And if they were more into the water sports and things like that, I would say the Caribbean and do the Western Caribbean because there's lots of diving and snorkeling and ocean things there that they could do. If they had the more money to spend, I would definitely go to Tahiti because that's one of my favorites.
That's what I was going to ask. The next group would be the people like 35 to 40 who can afford a little bit more.
Then we would do,
35 to 50.
We would probably do some of the more exotic things like Tahiti would be one of my top ones. Or maybe they want to do more adventure like we just did down in Egypt and Cairo. And there's a lot more people wanting to do that kind of thing. And that's been very popular. We're booking a lot of Egypt and Jordan and that part of the world.
What if you don't want to be around kids?
I would definitely book something like a Viking cruise. They have the ocean cruises or the Oceana, which I know you like.
Yeah, we did Alaska with Viking, and they don't allow anybody.
No kids.
Nobody under 18 allowed on the ship,
which is really nice.
And Oceana had in their brochure that we welcome children, but we do nothing for them.
That's right. They have no kids programs. And then Regent Cruises. I mean, those are more our top-line cruises. And again, traveling when kids are in school is a good time for more of the adult
things. That was going to be my next point is what time of year is the best, depending on what you want.
Well, again, a lot of kids are out. They have these Easter breaks at different times of the year right now. So that's another thing that you need to avoid if you don't want to see kids.
Yep, we're going to take a little break.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
On Tuesday, December 6th, join cardiologist Dr. Mohammed Khan and Dr. Azeeb Khan for a lunch where you can learn about heart health. This event is hosted by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a free event and your opportunity to learn more about heart disease prevention. Lunch is provided at the Shasta Regional Medical Group in the Lassen Room at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, space is limited, so pre-register online right now at ShastaRegional.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Redding Civic Auditorium. Have you been to RiddingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Redding has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Redding Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello again. We are back. Continue to talk about a little bit about travel. We're going to open up the lines. We're going to talk some more, but we're going to open up the lines. Anybody has a question about travel, an incident, a problem, something they'd like to find out about, just please call in and they'll interrupt us. What's the most expensive kind of travel that people are taking now?
I think a lot of people are wanting to do first class air, which is a lot more expensive, and they don't realize the price of that until they go into it. But as far as going places, probably like Australia and New Zealand and doing it correctly and really enjoying Australia. Tahiti can be expensive. The Maldives is definitely a fantastic place, but very expensive. So, you know, those are the high-end ones that we can take you anywhere in the world, but, you know, those are probably some of the best and more expensive and exotic places to go to.
What about coach tours?
Yeah, we do those in Europe and the U.S. There's some great ones in the U.S. The ones in Europe are really good. We have Globus and Cosmos and Insight, and they do a fabulous job because the thing with a tour like that, you get to see everywhere. You're not, you know, driving and trying to find places yourself. I mean, they're telling you what that particular monument's all about. They're explaining things to you. I've seen people that's tried to do these tours themselves, and they rent a car and they go around Europe, and they really don't see it because they're too concentrating on watching the road and making sure they're safe. So
yeah, I'd be scared to death. Yeah. I met my older brother in Australia in 1997, and we played golf from Sydney to Melbourne.
Melbourne's my favorite.
And we did not get out of the parking lot at the airport. And I said, "You're driving. I'm not going to drive," because he had driven in Japan and in England, and we had not gotten out of the parking lot, and he had an accident.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it didn't hurt. It was a big dent. So we drove the rest of the time in this big dent in the car. And I said, "I'm not driving. I just won't do it because I'll screw up. I'll turn right at the wrong time or left at the wrong time."
And the rules are different in Europe. Yeah, and they have a lot of roundabouts in England. We all know what the roundabouts are doing here in Reading.
Yeah, it was great. But we played golf. And golf is very inexpensive down there. Most people pull their own clubs and stuff. But a funny story, the very first day we went out, and that's when I was playing fair golf, and I would hit my irons at what would be, for me, correct distance. A 7-iron would go 150 yards and these types of things. So I hit my first three drives and first three holes, and I hit the 150 marker in each case. And I said, "Okay, 7-iron." I pull out the 7-iron, and I am 10 yards short on each of those shots. And my older brother, finally, he's laughing. I said, "What are you laughing at?" He says, "You dumbass, it's meters."
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And talking of golf, you know, we do golf travel too. I mean, Ireland's very, very popular for that, and Scotland. So we can put those together also.
Yeah. I think I shot two over at Innsbruck.
Austria?
No. The Royal and Ancient. But I was on their putting course.
Oh. Golfing's a very popular travel thing right now. We do a lot of the local golfers here go off and golf all over the world. I've had some golfers go into Australia and do golfing. Yeah, we've Ireland and Scotland, of course, is definitely the best. And we do a lot of individual chauffeur-driven tours, too, through Scotland and Ireland. I should mention that because they go into Wales, my home country, and England. And we can arrange those chauffeur-driven private tours. And they've been popular this past year.
Yeah, we did the bus tour.
To Ireland.
And 14 days in Ireland. We did 14 days in Scotland.
Yeah.
We did 12 days in Italy. But they tell you, these are, you go home to rest. These are not vacations.
Oh, yeah. Because you're
up, you're up early in the morning and you're hitting the road, but you see everything. They get you into everything. In Rome, they got us in the back door of the Vatican.
The Vatican, yeah.
It was, so you don't wait on big queues to get things done. I recommend those types of tours.
They're really good. And, you know, you can always add a couple of days at the end or the beginning, well, yeah, the end especially, just to relax. I always recommend a couple of extra days just to wind down because they are so busy. Rome is one of those places where you really have to be on tours. I mean, even if you're on your own, you have to book day tours,
yeah,
to get into places like the Vatican and other places. And that's a real popular stop before a cruise. When we were talking about cruises, you know, a lot of people go out of Cieve Cienega, which is the port for Rome.
Yeah.
That's an hour and a half away from Rome.
Yeah, most people
so,
don't,
you know,
it,
go in ahead of time or go in at the end and really enjoy the
city. Same thing in Athens.
Yeah, exactly. Athens, yeah, is beautiful, yeah, too.
So what's the best time of year to travel?
Depends where you're going. I like the spring. I think it's usually good, like April, May, in most places in the world, mainly because of crowds. It's not so crowded. Avoid all those school times, as I said before, especially the spring breaks, as we were talking about earlier. Spring breaks at different times for different parts of the world and different parts of the country. So usually by May, everything's kind of wound down a bit and it's a little less expensive to go. September's a nice time for Europe. Before, you know, after the crowds are gone. Usually there's Europeans vacationing a bit in September, but September's another nice month to go. But, of course, if you're going to Alaska, you want to go in the summer.
Hold on a second. We have Ron on the line. What's up, Ron?
Hey, good morning. Yes, I've got some questions. I'm more interested in staying in the United States. But anyhow, you have trips to go to, like, say, Philadelphia, Virginia, and historical sites, like Washington's home and Jefferson's home and stuff like that, and when would probably be the best time to go? And I can take my answer on the air.
Hi, Ron. Well, let me tell you, we do tours to all over the U.S., and they are very popular, and we do have tours that do the historical sites. It is better to do a tour. That way you get to see everything, as like we were just talking about. You will get to see all the monuments and everything explained to you. The best time to go, depending, probably May, June, into the summer would be nice. Don't go too much further than then because you're going to get a lot of tourists, not just the U.S. tourists, but Europeans and kids from school. But I would say May or like September, end of August, September would be good. And as I say, we can arrange all that for you. We've got some great tours over there. Just pop in the office and we'll be glad to explain some of them for you.
Okay, I shall do that then.
We are located on Hilltop Drive. I think you know where we are, right?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
No, just come on by.
Okay, I shall do that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Ron, I hope you didn't think that because I've traveled on all seven continents that I haven't traveled most of the United States as well. And one of the reasons I do the traveling is I was a political science and history major, and I like to see the sites where a lot of our traditions came from and to compare a lot of what we do to what they do over there, still believing that we have the best conglomerate of everything in terms of organization and a correct form of government, if you will. But we don't always do everything better than everybody else. You know, I'll give you an example of the new roundabout. Roundabouts are all over Europe. They work beautifully. They don't have a lot of traffic lights, and they don't have as many accidents as we do. And it's just a proven deal. But people have to get used to it. And I hope everybody's driven up to the Costco and gone through that roundabout at least once and learned
well,
that skill.
Yes, I've been watching that too. Of course, they've got those roundabouts on Victor that I've been around them a couple of times,
yeah,
too. And people are not quite learning how to use them like we do in Europe.
Yeah, well, any exit you take on a freeway in Europe goes into a roundabout. I mean, they just they go to roundabouts. And most people are not aware there's only one stop sign in Paris.
I didn't know that. I learned something.
One of the little factoids. And, of course, the movies always show that great roundabout around the Arc de Triomphe.
The big one, yeah.
Yeah, the massive one. So you're saying the best times of year are to travel fall, spring?
I would say so, unless you've got kids out of school, and then, of course, you're kind of tied to going during the school time, and again, teachers and people at work, you know.
Yeah, I don't like crowds.
Right.
So we always go in fall, sometimes
you
in winter.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to the Greek Isles in February, and it'll be cool, but just jacket weather.
But it'll be nice.
And there will be no children.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't.
You just don't want them around you.
Children are our future, but I don't have much future left, and I don't want to have it bothered, you know, at the moment. So.
Yeah, I mean, of course, if you're going to Disneyland or one of those places, then you know, you go in the summer.
And Disneyland Paris is the number one destination in Europe.
Yes, it is, and it's quite easy to get to. People don't realize how great it is to get to Disney Paris.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new homestyle side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Castabeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Castabeam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Castabeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Okay, we're back. What are some of the basic rules, particularly for international travel? We don't have so many rules traveling inside our own country. What are the basic rules as far as your passport, visas, these kinds of things right now?
Well, passports, you have to have at least 6 months past your return date valid on your passport. And that we can explain to you if you have any issues with that. Some countries are requiring visas. Most of the COVID rules have disappeared. Some of the smaller cruise ships are still wanting you to have the vaccine and be able to produce those cards. The big cruise ships, there's nothing anymore. You don't even need to have a COVID test prior to going on like we did last summer, which has relieved a lot of people. Trust me, it was a lot of hassle last year.
Yeah, I think the norovirus has always been the thing
on
cruise ships.
I think that the whole thing is to be careful on a cruise ship, you know, and I think that since COVID, the cruise ships have become a lot more aware. You know, the cleanliness has always been good, but it's even better now. The way they do the buffets, they have the glass in front of them. I was recently, actually, Sonia and I were invited to go on the Norwegian Prima, which is a brand new ship for Norwegian Cruise Lines. It was an inaugural for all the travel personnel and news people and all that out of Galveston. And we were pretty amazed at the way the food was handled and the way everything was handled on the ship. It was definitely a much easier cruise than we'd been on in the past. And I can honestly say I think the safety is a lot higher than it was.
Are the as far as food goes, I mean, that's everybody gets on those ships to get some good food.
Oh, yeah.
What lines are known for foodies?
Oh, well, I think Oceania is probably the number one foodie one with Regent and in the higher-end type cruises.
Viking
was very good. I've not been on the Viking cruise ship, but I know you have, and they're supposed to be very, very good also. But then, you know, the normal cruise lines, the more middle of the road, Princess and Carnival and all those, they do have a lot of alternate dining now, which you can actually pay for.
And just a lot of food all the time.
Well, yeah, but you know, some of the pay restaurants that they have, some of their specialty restaurants are amazing. In fact, Sonia and I was able to go to the steakhouse on the Prima, and we were just wowed. I mean, the food was like a 5-star Michelin restaurant. It was really, really good. And the cost of them is usually, you know, $30 to $40 per person, which is really not a lot considering the quality of what you get.
Yeah, we did that on the I forget the name of the ship. It was the largest Norwegian ship, like 5,000-6,000 people.
One of the big ships,
I would not book a cruise on a ship like that, personally. Too many people.
There's a lot of people on
there.
And
a lot of kids and a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like Disney. But I won it at a
poker contest.
Yeah, I won it in a poker tournament on another
ship. I
think
I booked
you
on the original one, I did.
That was kind of fun, but we got a free cabin, so couldn't complain.
No, no. And that was Royal Caribbean, and I know which one you were on.
Yeah.
Royal Caribbean is great for kids, though. I mean, they have
some
amazing things on there. You know, they have the rock climbing and the surfing and the ice skating. And, you know, if you're taking kids, that's a great one to go on. I personally think it would be great. When my daughter was young, we did a lot of Royal Caribbean, but they didn't have all those fantastic things like they do now. But, you know, hopefully one day I can take my two little grandsons on there.
But let's talk a little bit about airlines. What airlines would you like to fly on? Preferred?
Emirates. Let's go for Emirates in their first class. Actually, a lot of the airlines are really good. We did Air France over to Paris in their business class a couple of years ago, and it was pretty amazing. United is getting better on their over the water. Their new Polar class is really good in business. They also have in Europe now a new class, which is premium economy. Now, it's not like the premium ones that you pay for and domestically here in the US. It's more like our business that we have in the US. It's the bigger seats and they do recline. They're not lay flat seats, but they do recline and they're very comfortable. And there's usually just two on the side and four in the middle and two on the side.
Yeah, we've taken the economy plus.
Right. We did it to London last year on our way to Cairo and everybody was very comfortable with it.
Well, it's the only time in my life where I've not envied. In fact, I've kind of scoffed at tall people because Barbara and I are little people. And we sit in economy seats just fine. And I'll see these guys over there with their knees up to their noses. And I deliberately stretch out my legs in economy.
Oh, yeah. So you can show everybody.
just to point out how comfortable I am. And it's,
Well, yeah. It's not comfortable for everybody, but yes, it's a reasonable way to go. But
well, I flew, when I flew in China, they had the same, the 737 planes that we fly here. Their seats were about 4 inches more apart. They reclined 6 inches. Every seat in the airplane, they were really comfortable.
You know, the European ones and the foreign carriers are definitely a lot better. Yeah. I'm going to be going on Singapore Airlines next year for the first time, and they have fantastic service too. So hopefully I can report back on that for you, and maybe you can take one of them one day.
I'll just give you an example. When I was in ASEAN to catch the plane to Shanghai to then come home, this was just me, so I didn't have anybody with me, no guide, anything, because they don't let the guides go in the airport.
No, no.
You know, so I'm trapped in there once I'm in there on my own, and I'm in this huge waiting room, and the plane's delayed. And as soon as it was raining, and as soon as the plane was delayed 1 hour, they brought meals out for everybody.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing.
Full meals like you were going to get on the plane.
Yeah, and they look after the passengers over there.
And then we were delayed. Well, this is kind of a funny story. Then we were delayed for another 3 hours, and then we flew into Shanghai, and my guide was to meet me at the Shanghai airport. There are two airports in Shanghai, and they are 30 miles apart. And my plane landed. It didn't land at the wrong airport, but it was a different airport from what
the guide was told.
Yeah, the guide was told. So I get there. It's midnight, and there's no guide. So I go over to this little desk, and I had a thing in Chinese and a picture of my hotel. And I took it to this thing, and she said, oh, get taxi. So they'll know. So I go out, and I get in this huge taxi line, and it's like four across, and it's midnight, but it's huge. And the taxis pull up, again, four across. They open up the trunk. You throw your own bags in the trunk. You know, they don't help you. Don't help you at all. And I get in the front seat, and I'm thinking, I'm going to get a regular old driver. I get a guy who looks like he's a WWE wrestler. He's a massive fella. And he's playing hard rock music loud. I show him the picture, and he says, okay. And he takes off. And now we're driving through Shanghai. It's raining. It's dark.
Shanghai's a big city.
And we're going into these back alleys, and he's going over to this industrial area. And here my mind immediately goes, I'm not believing this. I'm being Shanghaied
in Shanghai. Yeah.
But luckily, he got me to the hotel. Everything was fine. It all worked out after that. But that was the most unusual experience I've ever had.
Not knowing
the language, never said a word of English other than thank you. Or
Shay. And we always carry a card from the hotel, so that's another good tip for people out there.
I had it in my brochure.
We always carry hotel cards in any country, whether it be China or Italy or anywhere, just so you can always find your way back or show a taxi driver to get me home.
Yeah.
It's the way to go. We have a lot of tips and tricks like that we like to help people with. So when they come in and book, we sit and talk to them and tell them all about these things.
Yeah, you can go in with just an idea. We'd like to do this. We'd like to do that. You've got brochures on things that actually do exactly what they want.
Exactly.
Doesn't cost them anything to ask or look.
Nope.
And most, I've never paid an extra fee for anything you've done. I just buy the package. And you've done so much for us.
And it's always good if you are going to do that and you need some time, give us a call and we'll make an appointment. We love to make appointments because that way we're available for you. Because, as I say, we're getting really busy and there's only one, two, three, four, five of us in there right now.
I'll just tell you here for the world to know, you have extraordinary patience because I'm not the easiest one to please because I get your emails, Randall.
I know.
but you've always got it right, and that's why we always go there and we always recommend you to everybody. So, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. And also, just one thing, everybody, we're doing Toys for Tots in our office this year. So, and it's Giving Tuesday, so come on by and drop a toy off.
Good. Thank you.
Outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and lovers soar.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Biden has asked Congress to step in and block a railroad strike before next week's deadline in the stalled contract talks. The president says a strike could be devastating to the economy. The Senate will soon vote on a bill protecting both same-sex and interracial marriages.
The Passage for Respect for Marriage Act would force states to recognize all marriages that were legal where they were performed. It would also protect interracial marriages by requiring states to recognize legal marriages regardless of sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin. The vote on final passage is scheduled for this afternoon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Chinese universities are sending students home as the ruling Communist Party tightens its anti-COVID controls. Houston's boil water notice has been lifted. Officials canceled the order this morning after determining that the city's tap water is safe again following a weekend problem at a purification plant. The Biden administration says Russia abruptly postponed the scheduled resumption of arms control talks this week and did so without explanation. John Kirby is at the National Security Council.
We're going to be working through the embassy to try to figure out what happened here, and we'd like to see it get back on the schedule as soon as possible.
U.S. consumer confidence fell for the second straight month in November amid ongoing high inflation, rising interest rates, and layoffs in the tech sector. That's according to the Conference Board Business Research Group. It's win or go home for the U.S. soccer team at the World Cup. They play Iran later today and need a victory to advance in the tournament. A few hours ago, Iranian authorities say two former members of the national soccer team arrested this month over criticizing the government were released on bail. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts. And that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Republicans are demanding a delay in certifying results in several key Arizona races.
With echoes of the 2020 election, the disputes involve GOP candidates who blame narrow election losses on irregularities in voting districts controlled by Democrats. Democrat election officials in Maricopa County say problems that arose on election day involved machines that failed to print out legible ballots. Some GOP candidates contend the problems disenfranchised voters, forcing them to vote at more than one location, in some cases neither of their votes being counted. Bud Agner reporting.
The Supreme Court is taking up a dispute over a blocked Biden administration policy that would prioritize deportation of people in the country illegally who pose the greatest public safety risk. Republican-led states sued and won a nationwide court order that is meant to limit immigration officials' discretion in deportations. News and analysis at townhall.com. It's been a flight for the record books. NASA's Orion spacecraft has reached the farthest distance from Earth. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says that the Artemis 1 mission set a new record over the weekend.
Orion surpassed the distance record for a mission with a spacecraft designed to carry humans into deep space. And that record before had been set by Apollo 13 at about 248,000 miles from Earth.
The unmanned spacecraft will return to Earth in a couple of weeks with a planned splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. For now, the lava coming from Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano is not threatening any homes or communities, and no evacuation orders have been issued. However, the world's largest active volcano is shooting lava into the air, and it's flowing downhill. I'm Craig Clugston. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning. We're back now into the second hour. We call it the Power Hour. And our guest now is Mark Story. Now, Mark is a past president of Reading East Rotary and has been a Reading East Rotarian for many, many years. Aside from that, I don't know what he does, but he is the CEO of Haven Humane, which is near and dear to the hearts of this community. There are very few other organizations that rise to the level of love that this particular organization has. So, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm just doing fine. He asked that question because last time I was on the radio, my doctor was on here with me, and I casually mentioned I was having a bit of chest problem, and the next day I got an angiogram, and the day after that I had open heart surgery and a valve replaced. So I'm loath to mention anything, you know, other than I'm good at the radio station.
But everything
went well. But I will tell you a little anecdote with that. The surgeon that did the surgery on me had never done surgery at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Quite a good surgeon. I knew of him. He'd come up from Mississippi to be here since they were without one at the time. And I made a deal with him since I was going to be his very first surgeon at Shasta Regional, and he would be my very first surgeon. Pointed out to him that if I died, he'd have 100% failure rate. So I think he did extra good work to make sure that I survived.
Yeah, nothing like putting added pressure on him right before he goes in a major surgery on
yeah.
you.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Really good guy. They have really quality surgeons there. But more importantly, I knew the team. I knew everybody else over there.
Sure.
They've been there for years, and I trusted them to save my life if need be, and they did a fine job. So
yeah,
that's just a plug for the people that saved my life. Not that I worked with them for years, but they saved my life.
Well, it's great to see you, and I'm glad you're here this morning. So
what's going on in Haven Humane?
Well, so a lot of stuff. Today's Giving Tuesday. Today's a big day for all nonprofits in the area. You can go to northstategives.org, and you can donate today. There's a bunch of power hours. There's three power hours. I think you might know them better than I do.
I think it's
9 to 10.
9, 11.
And like 4, I think,
yeah, 4
right?
O'clock.
Yeah, 9, 11, and 4, I think, are the power hours. And so those power hours, your donor dollar goes just a little bit farther. It goes farther all day long, thanks to the Community Foundation of the North State. Carrie and her team, they're doing an amazing job. This is really the culmination of all their hard work comes together this one day, especially for our community. I need to look. I'll look before we get off the air and let you know, but there's a ton of nonprofits that are all a part of this. So, you know, get on that northstategives.org. If you can donate. If you can donate to Haven, that's great. We appreciate it. But look at all those amazing nonprofits that we have in our community. They're doing such amazing work for community members, animals, the environment, just everything you can think of. And if you just go through there, there's a little narrative on each one of those nonprofits. And it's impressive to see how many nonprofits we have in our area working.
And they're all
community.
Vetted. They're vetted by the foundation. You're not giving to Joe's.
You have to be vetted. You have to be trained and approved. So there's a bunch that goes into this for anybody that gets on that list. But you know, I learn every single year because I look through that at some of the nonprofits and see what they're doing. And I, every single year, I'm blown away with how much is done in our community from nonprofits and people that are volunteering. A lot of them are volunteers. And they do great work. So NorthStateGives.org, you can donate today. It goes through 6 o'clock tonight, I believe. And it's just a great night and a great day to donate. And then your donor dollar goes farther. And during those power hours, like for Haven, we're going to have donors that are going to be matching, dollars that are donated during those power hours. And then there's also the opportunity for people to get special prizes during those that comes from the foundation, which is great. So NorthStateGives.org. We've also got Stuff the Bus coming up. So once again, we partnered with KRCR and with the Salvation Army for Stuff the Bus, which is a toy drive. So if you bring a toy into Haven, we have – these are human toys, by the way. Not dog toys. If you bring an unwrapped toy in, you can put it in the barrel. We also are doing an adoption special with that. So if you bring an unwrapped toy, the adoption fee is waived on our dogs and cats, actually all of our animals. Because we do have a couple bunnies, I believe, and a guinea pig still. And I think we might have 2 goats as well, last I checked. So, yeah, bring in an unwrapped toy, put that in that barrel. We're going to be out there this Friday, which is December 2nd. It's going to be at Carl's Jr., where it's been the last few years, for the actual Stuff the Bus. We'll be out there for a couple hours with a couple of dogs. We'll be bringing toys there. The thing I really like about Stuff the Bus and the thing I really appreciate from the Salvation Army that does this is all of these toys stay local. So all of these toys go to kids right here in our community to help them have a holiday because otherwise they wouldn't. And that's really important to us and it's really important to the Salvation Army. And I want to thank them for all the hard work they do for our community and those in need. So if you don't want to adopt, that's fine. Maybe one of your family or friends does, so please let them know and have them go to our website, havenhumane.org, or our Facebook page to see all of our adoptable animals. But maybe you're in the area, you want to make sure a kid gets a toy, you can bring it by anytime this week. And we actually will continue that for at least another week, maybe two for us, and then we'll deliver those over to Salvation Army. Or we'll keep them till next year if it's past that date. But we usually bring quite a few barrels of toys to the Stuff the Bus event, which will be again this Friday, December 2nd at Carl's Jr. I think it's all day long too. It starts early in the morning, it goes all day. So it's a great time.
I notice you have kennel sponsorships.
We do. We have kennel sponsorships. We have some dog sponsorship kennels, plaques left. And you can put whatever you want on the plaques. A lot of people will put it in memory of an animal they had or a person. And those go on the kennels. I think we have about 10 of those left. They're $250 for the dog kennels, and they stay up, indefinitely. We've had them up for years now. So, $250. You put the wording, we get them made, and we put them on the kennels. So when people come through, they can see that you're supporting. And, again, a lot of people put it in memory of something. My wife and I, Tina and I, put one up in memory of a bunch of our dogs. So,
yeah, we have three that we have their ashes and little tombstones there.
Nice.
We're going to figure out what to do with them. How many kennels are out there, dog kennels?
Oof. Let's see. I should have this memorized by now, but there are about 124 kennels, 52 in one building, 72 in the other building, but then we also have rollaway crates, so we can have a lot more than that.
Normally one dog to a kennel, sometimes
normally
two.
One dog to a kennel. Yeah. But yeah, we're really, really, really full. This is the fullest I've ever seen sheltering across the country, right now. And I've been doing this for about 13 years now, a little over 13 years. And I've never seen it this full. I just got a text from my executive assistant, Janet. Thank you, Janet. But those kennel plaques are a great Christmas present, too. So,
yeah.
And like I said, there's only about 10 left. And then we're going to do something different after that, and we're going to figure out what we're going to do for another opportunity to sponsor and get your name up somewhere.
No, you don't have the same opportunity for cats?
They're sold out.
Oh, they're sold out. I see.
Yeah,
that.
We did. We had 66, I believe, is what it was, kennels, sponsorships, and those are all sold out for the cats. So we are looking at doing something. Actually, we were talking about Turtle Bay has some really cool things that they do for sponsorship.
Yeah,
the little turtles. So we are looking at something like that with Paws, and building something like that out front of our adoption center. But that'll probably be sometime in 2023.
So why do you think there are so many more animals in homes?
Well, my personal opinion is because people bred either to make more money or fill in the blank really bad excuse during COVID, and now we have an influx of those animals because most of the animals that are coming in are all in that 18-month to 2.5-year range, which puts us right in the middle of that. And, you know, right about the time when everything was shut down and everybody was at home. So I really think that's a big factor to it. I think the economy is definitely a factor to it. I think people have a hard time keeping animals now. And which is sad because we have options to help with food and we can help folks with some things because we want to keep animals at home with their pets, especially if it's a short-term thing that we can help out with. We definitely want to do that instead of, you know, bringing them in as strays.
Well, everything I read about growing old, which is I'm doing.
Right.
We'll talk about when we get back.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Why do you need an updated COVID-19 booster? Because your risk of getting very sick goes up with age, and boosters can help lower the chance of severe outcomes. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m., keeping your immunity strong. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Ring in the new year with us at the 2022 Casino Royale New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dance into the new year with Steel Breeze performing your favorite hit. Enjoy a delicious buffet, champagne, desserts, swag, and drink specials. General seating $65 per person. VIP only $300 per couple. And includes a one-night stay in a luxurious hotel.
The fun starts at 7:30 p.m.
For complete details and tickets, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents Steve Martin's Meteor Shower. On a warm summer night in Ojai, California, two couples enjoy watching a once-in-a-lifetime meteor shower from their backyard. As the night spins out of control, some hilarious adult situations ensue. Steve Martin's Meteor Shower, with his trademark absurdist humor, is a perfect fit for mature audiences. Meteor Shower, April 1st through the 16th at Axiom, now with a full-service bar. Tickets at the box office or online at axreptheater.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee.
Can we just sing along to that for the whole 15 minutes?
Right.
That song came out when I was just in my first job back in like 1972, my first real job after my residency. So I was about to ask the question or make a statement that it's my understanding that having a pet is quite a good thing for older people.
It is. It's a good thing for everybody because it lowers your stress level. It helps with your health significantly. And it's just, yeah, I mean, the pros definitely outweigh the cons when you're looking at pets. And, you know, you have a dog and we talk about this, you know, when I go home, my dogs are so happy to see me, you know. And they're like, what happened today? What happened? My one dog is super talkative, and he'll bark at me and tell me all about his day. And, I mean, when I look at his face, he's telling me about his day. I have no idea what he's saying, but I just go, huh, buddy? Yeah. I know, Chopper.
Yeah, I feel a little bit guilty because I the dog – it's probably proximity. The dog gets to me before my wife does. So I greet the dog and show him a lot of love before
– Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is. Yeah, yeah, it's proximity. But, yeah, I mean, dogs and cats and horses and, you know, all those animals that we have a relationship with all, you know, they bring us so much love and care, and we reciprocate that, and it's a healthy relationship, and it gives us something else to stimulate both us and them, and it's definitely healthy, and they can lower stress. In fact, you know, it lowers stress so much, we're actually going to Shasta College next week for something that we call Pause for Paws. So it's P-A-U-S-E for P-A-W-S, and we do it during – it's either finals week or finals rush week. I'm not sure which one they pick this time. And the kids are all – the students, I shouldn't say kids. There's a lot of older kids that are there, right? They're all doing their finals or they're studying for their finals during that week. And so we bring usually 3 to 4 dogs. We've got a bunch of volunteers and a couple staff members that go out there. And they come out from there, and just to see their faces light up when they see the dogs, and just to take 5 minutes and pet a dog and not worry about the stress that they have for the tests, it's amazing. And you can physically see their body language change completely when they see the dogs. They get excited. They come over. They give the dogs lots of love. The dogs obviously love it. They're all shelter animals, right? So they get to go on a field trip. They're eating it up. And it's not an adoption event. It's strictly for the dogs to get out of the shelter, get some socialization, and for the students to just, for just a few minutes, de-stress. And that's why we call it for pause. We're doing that next Monday and Wednesday at Shasta College.
That's a wonderful idea. I remember when I went to the University of Texas, and what they did to calm us during finals was they closed the UT tower so that no one would commit suicide. That was it. That was the limit of the stress reduction.
This has a much more positive impact, I promise.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
More and more places are allowing dogs. I know I haven't asked Ed Ruhlman. I've asked him on email, but not gotten an answer. He opened up his new patio this week, and I've sent a couple of notes wondering whether or not he is going to make that or has it pet friendly. I know he has entrances to do that. How many places in town that you know of are pet friendly for lunch, dinner, this kind of thing?
I don't know exactly how many, but I agree there are a lot more that are allowing it, and there are a lot more that are building like those outdoor patios where dogs can be there with the owner there with the family.
The rules, by the way, for folks, if you have a restaurant and you're thinking about it, they're real simple. It simply has to be an outdoor area with an outdoor entrance. That's pretty much it. And the staff cannot handle the dogs. So the wait staff can't come up and pet your dog because they're about to deliver somebody else's food. That's pretty much it as far as I understand the law. But, boy, it would be nice if more people would do it. And there's an app on your phone for pet-friendly.
Yes, there is. I can't remember the name
Fido
of it.
Fido Go or something like that.
Yeah.
Or you can find places to
and,
do it.
And I want to tell a quick story. I want to circle back a little bit to, you know, pets and how they make us healthier. A couple of things. You know, you and I were talking about this, too, was – you know, you're getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you're walking your dog. You're getting exercise right in the morning. And I'm not saying all dogs need to be walked at 5 a.m. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, you're going to get some more exercise with them. But I want to tell a quick story. We had a dog, a phenomenal dog, that was part of our Camp Love a Pet program. In fact, she had been through both of our Camp Love a Pets. So she was in both camps. And the second camp, she was the dog of our now chief financial officer's son, and just an amazing dog. And we had every other dog from the camp adopted. This was last year, 2021, and we had every other dog from the camp adopted except her. And we have these groomers that are retired women, amazing women that come every Thursday, and they groom the dogs and the cats and everything, and they're just amazing people. Well, one of them, her brother, who has cancer and has been sick, came in and fell in love with this dog and took her home, and she immediately acted like she owned the place. But he has been rejuvenated since getting this dog, and she has been the best friend to him. And his sister tells us about it, and all the time it gives us updates on them both. And she said, no, it's like this dog has given him just a second wind that we didn't think was possible. And the two of them together is amazing. She brings her everywhere. She goes everywhere with him. And it's just, it's amazing. And that's the power that some animals have with us, because it's that mutual, I'm going to say need. It's that mutual need. You know, well, he needed that companionship, and so did she.
Well, that's my number one reason to push the idea that dogs should be able to travel with you just about everywhere you go, assuming it's a clean dog and assuming that it's not an angry dog. I'll use examples of Europe, where I think they're a little more advanced in this. They take their pets everywhere. And they clean up after them. They, you know, you do what you need to do to take care of them. But this is what you just gave is a good example of why that person should be allowed to bring that dog with them anywhere.
Oh, I think he does. Yeah.
Well,
if they ask him to leave,
maybe not to a public pool.
Right. But if they ask him to leave, I think it's probably a place he's not going to go to anymore.
Yeah. But it is, and other people enjoy their dogs too. Maybe the restaurants that don't want it don't want people hanging around playing with the dogs and not moving the tables, moving the tops.
Yeah, so maybe.
Sell more stuff.
Yeah.
But if they put a little doggy menu on there, and I think we do over at Mosaic, they could actually maybe even sell them some food there, sell them a meal.
Yeah, I think that, and this is something I've talked to people about many, many times for a bunch of different agencies that don't allow pets, but I think that as a country, we're at about 80%+ of our community or our country, our population has pets of one kind or another. And if we don't look at that from a business standpoint as an opportunity or a missed opportunity, then I just feel like that's bad business. You know, I think we have to plan for that. There's organizations that shelter people that won't shelter animals. And I've always said, I don't see how that works. My animals are part of my family. I would sleep in my car before I went somewhere else to sleep if my animals couldn't stay with me, if I'm evacuated. And so now organizations are starting to seriously look at how do we do this? How do we co-locate animal sheltering with people sheltering? How do we do that and make it work? And I mean, I think we're 50 years behind in this process, but hey, at least we're talking about it and we're moving forward.
Well,
but
it's part of that mental health aspect. You've got somebody whose only companion in life is a dog, and then you say that dog can't come along. Now, they're not going to want to go into shelter. They're not going to want to do it. And there have to be ways to accommodate that. And everybody else in the shelter would understand. I know in Las Vegas, most of the people who are out on the streets have dogs. And the reason that they have dogs is because they know the police will not pick them up because they won't pick up them and the dog. And it's deliberate.
Right.
I mean, and in that case, I don't think those people are caring that much for the dog as they are using them as a tool. But here, the people that have dogs, I believe, you know, that's their life's companion.
And we need to accommodate that. And I get questions all the time about if, you know, I always get comments and questions about, you know, our homeless community and, oh, I wish they didn't have a dog. And I said, yeah, you know, I've met very, very few homeless people that didn't take better care of their dogs than they do themselves. They get vaccines. We do Project Homeless Connect every year, and we give vaccines for free, too.
Their diet's probably not as good. Yeah.
Their diet's probably not as good, but they do get food, dog food. They do get it from different areas. And they get those animals have a constant companion. They take pretty good care of them. I usually tell people you probably need to worry more about your neighbor that adopted a dog, threw it in the backyard, and feeds it once a day. Because that happens more often than that. But majority of the homeless people, it's exactly like you said, that's their companion. That's their family. That's their only family, you know, and they would do anything for that dog. Now we have had some instances with people, but I mean, that's human nature. We have that everywhere. It doesn't matter where they're at on the economic level. You know, there are people that just aren't good with animals.
Yeah. And I've never understood that anybody's cruel to. Yeah. My wife will not watch a movie if the dog gets hurt. You know, you can shoot everybody and kill everybody, but don't kill that horse. That whimper when a dog gets shot. I mean, they don't really get shot, but when you hear that, it just tears your head apart.
I can tell you that makes me cry in a movie faster than anything else. If I see an animal, I'm like, oh, please don't hurt the animal. Yeah, and then I kind of want to turn it off, but then it's usually like one of those revenge movies, and I'm like, okay, now I got to watch it because I want to see the revenge.
Yeah. John Wick. Yeah.
Yes, John Wick is exactly what I was thinking of.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNC Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNC Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
From all of us at BNC Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Wind River
Resort and Casino will be offering a delicious holiday buffet on Sunday, December 25th, with three separate seating times at 12, 2, and 4 p.m. Sit back and relax this holiday season and let us do the hard work. Our menu includes prime rib, baked ham, and a wonderful array of trimmings and desserts. Seating available for a party of 2 to 10 of your family and friends. For seating and table information, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or see WinRiver.com for complete details. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW Post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day.
He's killing it on the vocal music today.
Oh, yeah, this is great. We're just sitting here and listening. We're a couple of old guys. Remember this stuff. This is, we fell in love to this stuff. Got married, had kids, all that stuff. So I'm going to throw in another way to donate that I have been doing for the last several years that I'd hope anybody else who has an IRA who is having to take their required minimum distribution, which you have to start taking in a, I think it's 72 now, but it was 71. You must take money out of it, and you get taxed on that money. But if you donate money from your IRA directly to a charity like Haven Humane, let's just say you're going to give them $1,000, and your RMD, your required minimum distribution, is $10,000. If you just took your $10,000 out, you'd pay taxes on that $10,000 at whatever income tax level you are. If you have your brokerage firm or your bank send that, make that check out directly to Haven Humane for $1,000, then you will get $9,000. Haven Humane will get one, which is what you're still your same $10,000, but you will only be taxed on the $9,000. So that might add up. In my case, I do it for my church. I do it for Haven Humane. I do it for One Safe Place, and I do it for Turtle Bay. And occasionally, if I know of something right at the end of the year, I might do up a couple of $100 and for that. But I do more substantial donations right after the first of the year, get it taken care of, and then I do my taxes. So I recommend anybody who's doing their RMDs, you just ask your accountant about it. Or if you don't have an accountant, ask your IRA people. They know, and they'll be happy to take care of it. It doesn't cost them anything, and I think it's a really good and a real tax break, and it helps the charities as well.
Yeah, and we appreciate all those donations, definitely. Thank you. And that is great advice. I did, while you were saying that, I forgot. I looked up the NorthStateGives.org. There's 187 nonprofits participating in that, in North State Gives Giving Tuesday this today. So that's pretty crazy, 187. And that's for – I think it's for the whole North State, so not just Shasta County.
Yeah, it's Siskiyou County and
I think the name is Trinity.
I would have to ask, but I think Siskiyou's in there.
And again, NorthStateGives.org. today, Giving Tuesday. Your donor dollar goes farther today than any other day. So it's a great, great time to donate to Haven or any of the other 187 organizations that are there. NorthStateGives.org, you can go there. We also have an adoption event that's starting up on Thursday, and it's going to go from December 1st through 11th. And this is the Bissell Empty the Shelters event. The Bissell Pet Foundation, Kathy Bissell from Bissell Vacuums is amazing. She has just donated and saved so many animals' lives across the country. She believes in this wholeheartedly, and we are very fortunate to be one of the organizations that she chooses each year to do these Empty the Shelter events, and we couldn't be more thankful to her. So that will be December 1st to the 11th, and what happens is she will actually sponsor a lot of those adoptions. We still want people to bring in that unwrapped toy for Stuff the Bus as well for that, and it will still be fees will be waived. So the adoption fee will be waived on those days. So December 1st through 11th, Empty the Shelter events. I also want to talk about the holidays. So we just got through Thanksgiving last week. You know, we've got Christmas coming up. We've got whatever holiday you're celebrating. And all of them come with great food, right? All of them have lots of ornaments and decorations and all of that stuff. Please keep in mind that that stuff is not safe for our pets, okay? Tinsel, ribbons, Christmas tree needles, flocking, ornaments, holiday treats, they can all be really, really hazardous to our pets. So please keep that in mind. The last thing you want is your dog to eat something and then have to get exploratory surgery, because it's not fun and it's not inexpensive either. And this is not a good time of year to be having that kind of stuff happen. So not that there's ever a good time of year for that. So please keep that in mind. And then we've all got that crazy uncle that comes over at the holidays and tries to feed Fido under the table. That food is great for us, but let's be honest. We're all exhausted and tired at about 6 o'clock on those holidays, maybe 5 o'clock, let's be honest. Because we're so full, we've got all that rich food that we've eaten. That rich food is so bad for our pets. It's so much worse than it is on us. So please be smart about that and make sure that, if you need to, put them in another room while you're eating. If they're one of those beggars that has those really cute eyes that you know that crazy uncle's not going to be able to resist, put them in the other room. Keep them safe. That's the last thing you want. And then give them a treat later.
Yeah, we do that. Our last dog, he got some table treats, but if we were having turkey, he'd get turkey. You know, he didn't get a lot of other stuff. But he'd get to lick my plate if I had applesauce in it. And eventually we quit doing that, but he lived to be 15 and a half. Our present dog eats only one kind of dog food, and we feed him twice a day. And he has some snacks made out of the same product, the dog food product, that we use to get him to put things down and quit bringing crap in out of the yard and all that stuff.
It's a lot healthier for him. They actually have a very different digestive system than we do when it comes to that. They're a lot more sensitive. That's why whenever we send home any animals that are adopted, we feed Science Diet at Haven. And so we give a sample bag of Science Diet so that it will get you started if you want to stay with Science Diet. If you want to switch, you're going to mix that 50-50 with the new food to try and help them through that. Because otherwise they will have problems with their stomach for a few days while they adjust. But, yeah, they're definitely a lot more sensitive. Their stomachs are a lot more sensitive to food changes, which is why the rich holiday food, it will make them sick.
Well, I was brought up, dogs ate everything. They could eat anything.
Right. They can eat it, but it's
Our dog's got bones and everything else that get through.
Right.
We had big dogs. Now we have little dogs now.
Let's see, YouTube. So we have a YouTube channel that we've been working on pretty hard. Our team has been doing a great job on this. If you can go to YouTube, it's Haven Humane Society, I think is what it's titled on YouTube. You'll find it. Or you can put in Mark's Monday Mashup. So every Monday on our YouTube channel, I'm doing a video called Mark's Monday Mashup. It's fun. I basically let people know what's going on. I introduce them to a dog or cat or a different animal. I introduce them to a different staff member each week, and the videos are 2-3 minutes long. They're pretty short, but they're great, and we really enjoy it. And if you can go on that YouTube and subscribe, that would be great. Hit the notification bell. It definitely helps us out, and it helps us get that message out there as well. We also have partnered with a company called Cars Inc., and they take vehicle donations. It's really, really easy to donate a vehicle. You simply call 855-500-7433, and they will tow your vehicle at no cost to you and send you a tax-deductible receipt. They do everything. They take care of everything with it. They just pick it up. They take care of all the paperwork. They do everything, which is great. There's more information on our website, havenshumane.org.
Please don't have a jingle.
No, no, we're not
going to.
Yeah. No, I hate that. Don't sing that because I don't want to have that in my head all day. I know what you're talking about, and I don't want to have it in my head. Don't do it, Randall. And it's not just cars. It's any vehicle. So, and we get a huge percentage of that money. They take a very small percentage. I was actually surprised with it, and they do a great job, and they do all the work, which is great. We've had about, I think we're at 8 or 9 vehicles that have been donated. And we just started the program, I think, in June. It's been a great way to get a little bit of extra money to help out with the animals, which we definitely need. And it gets, you know, some people have those cars that are like, I don't really know what to do with it. This is where those go. So, again, havenhumane.org, and you can click on ways to donate, and it will have the link to that there as well, which is great.
Now, you continue to be no-kill for dogs as best possible?
Yeah, yeah. It's been a challenge this year. We're still there, but it's definitely been a challenge this year. We're really full.
But what would you need to, if you're in your dreams, without being, you know, ostentatious, how much more do you need to make it fully no kill in terms of a capital project and operating expense?
Yeah. I don't think that would fix it. I don't think we can build our way out of it. We have to spay and neuter our way out of it. And so it's not about more money per se, because people ask me all the time, what if you built a bigger shelter? We'd just fill it up, and then I would have a bigger overhead, and we'd have, you know, more expenses. And really, we wouldn't bring in much, if any, more revenue because our adoption rates are fairly high. So really, it's a spay and neuter, and it's a community, and it's in education and involvement.
Okay.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
On Tuesday, December 6th, join cardiologist Dr. Mohammed Khan and Dr. Azeeb Khan for a lunch where you can learn about heart health. This event is hosted by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a free event and your opportunity to learn more about heart disease prevention. Lunch is provided at the Shasta Regional Medical Group in the Lassen Room at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, space is limited, so pre-register online right now at ShastaRegional.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The news from Town Hall is brought to
you. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, come and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, come and dance with me.
I love that song.
Yeah. We should just do a dance show.
I don't think we'd. You know what? I honestly think that radio is the only place I could pull off dance show.
I look good.
As long as there's no video at all, I could probably pull it off.
I sound very tall and thin, muscular. I've been told that so many times. I'll be on the radio and somebody sees, is you're the one? Yeah, yeah, that's me. I have a voice for radio, and that's about it. So what else you got going?
Well, our vet hospital is, we're starting to get up and running, which is great. There's still some catch up that we're doing and we're still kind of refocusing, what we're doing. But our new veterinarian, Dr. Kristen Campbell, is absolutely amazing. She's such a wonderful person and just.
Did she come over from Asher?
No, she came over from, I believe it was Brinks. And she is.
But I know the name.
Yeah. She's amazing, and I'm so thankful she joined our team. She has been fantastic. So, and we have Dr. Mary Boyce has been helping out as well. She works a couple days a week, but we are still doing our vaccine clinic every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. If we aren't going to do it because we are in the holiday season, so there might be a couple that we miss, just check our Facebook page, and we'll have that on the Facebook page as well as our website. If we don't do it, but normally we're going to do it every Wednesday from 2 to 4. Our vet hospital is doing 3 trap neuter releases Monday through Thursday. So that would be cats in traps. The cats must be in a trap. You need to be at the vet hospital about 7:15 for check-in. Limit of 2 cats per person per day. It's first come, first serve, and we're only able to do 3 a day right now. But there are vouchers available. If you're in the city of Reading, the vouchers will pay for the whole thing right now. We've got a bunch of those thanks to our partnership with City of Reading. You can call 241-2550 for voucher information as well. And then we are scheduling owned pets now. You can call 241. What is the number? I just lost it. But we are scheduling spay and neuter appointments for own pets. We're only doing about 2 a day right now just because we still have so many animals in the shelter that is taking up so much of our time right there. But you can go on our website, and all the information is on there as well as the contact number. It is havenhumane.org.
Do you guys manage other varmints?
What do you mean?
Skunks?
No, we don't do. We will help out where we can with that. When I say that, it's going to be, you know, they go into a cat trap or something like that. Then we'll come out and help. It's 241-1658 is the number to the hospital.
So you have a contract with the city and
Prince? We have a contract with City of Reading to do everything animal related. So we're animal control and everything in the City of Reading, 24/7, 365. We have a contract with the City of Anderson to do sheltering around the clock. We also are animal control 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Weekends, holidays, after hours, Anderson Police Department takes care of the animals.
Okay.
And then we have a contract with Shasta County for sheltering and licensing. We do licensing in City of Reading and City of Anderson as well.
You know,
they have their own animal control.
I had a huge skunk issue when I live right next door to where the new Costco is, which is very convenient. And it used to be a huge vagrant camp. And it was also full of skunks. Well, when they built the Costco, the skunks ran out and they ran over into our neighborhood. And my dog has been skunked 10, 11 times now. But it hasn't happened in the last period of time, the last few months. But I was told that can't trap them and relocate them because of fear of rabies. City won't trap them. Can't kill them. And I love skunks. I mean, we have the skunks out of Turtle Bay. I mean, they're wonderful animals. They do a good job for us unless they've got rabies. So the advice that I got from somebody, I won't say who, it says, well, you drink 2 6-packs of beer and then pee around the whole perimeter of your yard. And apparently that, and then I was told to use coyote and cat urine around the perimeter of the yard. Mothballs I can't put inside my yard because I don't want my dog to get them. But skunk can be a real problem, and there's not much we can do about them. You have any advice on what to do about skunk?
No.
Other than drink the beer, and I did that, by the way. Luckily, I have a fence, and I did it.
That explains why that RPD officer was telling me about some neighbor that kept complaining about his neighbor out urinating in the yard all night long.
Yeah.
the only people that can do that are certified wildlife trappers. There's only a couple in the area that can do it. It's not a good outcome for the skunks, obviously, because of all those reasons that you said.
They don't catch and release. I understand they catch and
The best thing to do is all that stuff that you were doing. I don't know about the urinating in the yard, but there are ways to scare them off. The Google search is the best thing. Yeah. Just read what's worked for other people and try that out. I've found skunks in my yard too recently. Recently it's been a lot. Skunks, opossums, I have the trash pandas in there all the time with the raccoons that are there, and I let my dog out in the middle of the night, and I hear something rustling, and luckily my dog just looks at me like, I'm not going to go mess with that one.
And my little dog has to get involved.
Well, and my girl's a 65-pound pit bull that looks at him and goes, I don't want to mess with that animal. And I'm like, that's because you're smart, sweetheart. Come here.
Yeah.
And she just looks at me with kind of a panicked look.
Well, I think the specifics about urinating around your yard, it has to be beer. So there's certain – you have to be enticed. You have to have the huevos to go out and do it. So 2-packs, 6-packs of beer is the key to everything, key to life.
That's so funny. Two last things. We will be at the Reading Lighted Parade, hopefully. Hopefully weather's going to hold, and we're going to have a decent break in the weather so we can get the parade in this year. We did the Anderson Parade on Sunday. It was a fantastic event. City of Anderson put on just a phenomenal event. There were so many people there. It was great. We had 4 dogs. We had probably 10 volunteers. We have 2 full. We have a box truck with a trailer that's all decorated. Then we have our truck with an actual float, thanks to Cresco, who donated that. And we will be in the Lighted Parade on Saturday as well. And I want to thank Cresco. I want to thank all of my team that put this together, Jim and Cassie, who did an amazing job putting it together. But I really want to thank all the volunteers that came out and helped out. I want to thank the volunteers at Haven for everything that they do. They'll be out at Shasta College, our Paws for Paws. They'll be at the Lighted Parade. Our volunteers are amazing. They really are the lifeblood of Haven Humane Society. We couldn't do almost any of what we do without our volunteers being there. And we're blessed to have them all. So if you are interested in volunteering, go to havenhumane.org. There's a volunteer page. It's very simple. You fill an application, and Cassie, our volunteer coordinator, will get in touch with you, tell you what the next steps are. Last thing I want to say, because I know you got a few things you want to say before we go off the air, is NorthStateGives.org. It's North State Giving Tuesday today. Please get on there. If you can donate, fantastic. But you know what? Get on there and look at all these amazing organizations that do so much stuff for our community. And if you see those people, thank them, because being in nonprofit work can be very difficult at some times. And I want to send a shout-out to all of our team. I have an amazing team that does so much hard work for our community each and every day, and I really greatly appreciate them.
Well, good. I'm going to shout out for the same type of thing. We have, with the North State Giving, some of my loves, as I pointed out, are not only Haven Humane, but One Safe Place, and a place that I'm actually on the board and soon to be chairman of the board again is Turtle Bay, the only museum in the country that owns a hotel. Just a final note, I recommend to people to vary their media. I get up at 4:35 in the morning. I tape 5 different shows on television, 2 of them conservative, including Fox, and CNN, but I also do CNBC. And I recommend online a couple of things, 1440 and Flipside, and both of those put materials in there from both sides of all issues. And I want to remind people of one real important thing. People use a lot of anecdotes to claim as facts. Something happens, therefore, you know, they it's a coincidence, and they think it's a correlation to something going on. And they put a lot of things out. Most recently, Carl said vaccine.